my understanding is that we have a contact with the aliens, and it's a small scale, and then we announce it, and then we get on 60 Minutes in the big interview with 2 billion people watching, so to speak. Is that the sequence?
Or more,
right. Yeah, is that the sequence? We have a small meeting with anybody from the White House or the Homeland Security will be at the meeting, the first one.
We don't care about that. There won't even be a White House at that point, Bob. Don't worry about that.
Wow.
That's fleeting. What already is now? You see all these meetings they have now? None of them are even happening in the White House. It's ridiculous. You can't take the snapshots or stills of where Biden's making speeches out of the White House and go find that room in another picture in the White House. There is no capacity. There aren't these big monster empty rooms for the White House, Bob. It's ridiculous. And they don't have windows. Well, it's just ridiculous. It's a warehouse somewhere. It's stupid.
Okay. So, and the reason the White House can't get their act together is that there's an alien battle going on, a serious battle, which
that,
is going to even get...
That they're losing, and they keep looking, trying to find something, and Biden has to look and see what the aliens tell him he can say.
They control him now. They control him.
So far. They call it Manchurian candidate. The Manchurian candidate.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And that's the old aliens. New aliens haven't arrived yet.
Correct. But they're the ones that's putting the heat on, because they're the ones that's saying, hell no.
Right. The new aliens are putting the heat on. And when the last JW died and was replaced, Ian said there were some alien doctors. That's the old aliens that were in Emory Hospital with JW,
That's correct. That's correct. And they do support the thing. And they've given the Crawford Long and some of the other conditions quite an advance. You know, they give them heads up on great stuff. So they're doing great. There's no question. That's a marvelous condition. No contest. But still, it's fleeting.
What's the marvelous condition? The Crawford, that's bushland. That's a bush ranch.
No, it's not. Crawford, we're talking about Crawford Long.
A person.
You invented anesthesia, Bob. Crawford Long Hospital.
Not a person.
No, he is a person. They named the hospital after him, which is now Emory University. But Crawford Long Hospital, he invented anesthesia. Carolyn knows all about it. She studied it when she was a girl.
And he's there?
He's dead.
Right, so why are we talking about him? What's the aliens?
The aliens gave him the technology, which is what made Emory what it is right now.
Okay. What, Carolyn? Yeah, what kind of technology is it?
Anesthesia.
Okay. That's like back in the 30s or something?
At least
the 30s. So you're talking about the present-day aliens, the old aliens.
Yeah.
They worked with us. They helped us. They helped us back-injure the digital world.
Yeah.
What is their problem, their deficiency, that the new aliens are removing them?
They don't know how the new aliens are going to respond. They're not
nervous.
The new aliens are going to tell you. You better know they're nervous. They tore up, Bob, because they've been to turn out church.
Because the new aliens are very powerful.
Well, they don't know. See, that's the rub. That's the problem. They don't know.
They're not sure because they don't know at this stage of the game. It's kind of like, well, we're fucked. Okay, here we got a Homeland Security. Oh, my God, the aliens are coming. Oh, my God, the aliens are going to kill us. Oh, my God, MS-13's coming. Oh, my God, they're going to kill us in our bed. Oh, my God, we can't ride the subway anymore. Oh, my God, Peggy Guggenheim's not going to make it. Oh, my God, what happened to Mellon Bank? Oh, my God, this is over. Oh, my God, they're going to take over the universe. You see, there's no end to this, darling.
Okay, so the ION, no, the Evergreens, they had a booklet on the aliens, and their scenario was that the nearby Arcturus constellation, or Arcturus, no, the Boodies constellation with Arcturus, one of the stars in there, the Boodians were the ones who monitored humans, altered the Neanderthal ape, the other strain, not the Neanderthal ape, but the other one that became Cro-Magnon man and then human. Do you agree that with that scenario that the Boodians altered us in the wrist and the jaw?
No, it's not that serious, Bob. It's not that cajoled. It's not like that. It's softer than that. It's a simpler thing. It's not that adjustment. They did give encouragement. They were trying to help the humans make it by coming into information or allowing the synaptic neurons to have cognitive thought. You know that every time you stick your head in the fireplace, you can burn your hair off. That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Making those deferences, that's sort of how that goes.
They didn't alter our biology or our genes.
Well, now, we don't know. Why do you say that? We know if that's what, if it made you think right, if that altered your biology, okay, then it does. You see the rub?
Okay, so I thought humans were always humans here.
Yeah, but they were dumb as dirt. Well, they were smarter back before they knew something. Now the problem is they know something, and now they're really stupid.
Right. Now, back when we were dumb but smart, were we on the ascending continent?
At least, yeah. Now, it's been a fall, but see, the further you come from it, the closer you get to it. The farther you get from it, the closer you get to it. So that's what you're working on now.
Yeah, the farther you get from the Andromeda Galaxy, the closer you get to the eye of the Yamaka continent.
Well, home is what we say at home.
Well, the temporary home before we go back to Andromeda Galaxy.
No. We're talking about Andromeda. Everything else is just a tenement house.
Right. So we fell, and we end up here. In the Andromeda Galaxy, the Yama continent was an early stage of falling, but not as bad as the breakup of the seven continents. That made it even worse. The fall got deeper.
The crevasse got steeper, yes.
Right, and now we're lost in technology, which has become the tech body. That's a further falling into a rabbit
hole. Trump's got a class action lawsuit to take over big tech. Won't that be a hootenanny?
Is he thinking of the tech body and what he learned from us?
That's what he said. He was going after big tech.
Good. So, and he's doing it on our behalf because he wants to be on the rocket ship.
The computer says yes.
Right. Is Jared more informed on those points? More understanding?
Some say yes.
Is there anybody else around Trump that is more aware than anybody of the in the family or not a member of the family?
We can't say.
All right, well, it's us. We're the ones.
Uh-huh. We agree with that.
Yeah, and Trump still listens to the show or
has
somebody write up a summary of it.
Has to, Bob.
Right.
Has to.
And so the Queen does it. Does Putin keep up?
He's doing what he can, but it's not going good.
All right. Does any Saudi princes or kings keep up with the Queen and Trump in processing what we say?
Yeah, Al-Salam al-Baghdadi does, but he's about the only one. And what replaced the it's the grandson of the Ayatollah, Saleh Hamoun. He keeps track of it. He's progressive. He's going to be king someday, and he's trying to see if he can land it into Dobbstown.
Not the 1979 Ayatollah, not that guy, the more recent Ayatollah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Khomeini,
not Khomeini, Khomeini.
Okay. Well, Khomeini was the 1979 guy.
No.
This is
no. Wait.
Yeah, Khomeini, and then the new guy is Khomeini.
Yeah, but Khomeini. No. Okay. Okay. Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. You're talking about Rudallah Khomeini.
Okay.
There's a string of those. He was actually born in 1902.
And what's the name of the guy who took over in 79?
The same thing, but it's not the same thing. They get that's the Shah of Iran is what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about the guy who knocked out the Shah of Iran. The guy who knocked out the Shah of Iran in February 79.
Right now, it's Ali.
Yeah, right now, he's the guy who kicked the Shah out right now?
That was 81 to 89.
Okay. Not the 79 guy, 1979, from Paris, who sent out tape recordings.
Correct. No, and it's not Ahmad Khomeini. That's 46 to 95.
What's 46 to 95? The February 79 guy?
That's an Ahmad Khomeini.
Are there Khomeinis the public doesn't know about that were in charge?
Yes, of course.
So what is the dates of the present one? Whose grandson will be trying to get into Dobbstown?
Oh, that's
President
Ali. Ali.
Yeah. And when did he come into power?
Khomeini. 1980. January the 14th, 1980.
Oh, he's been there a long time. And who was born in 1902?
Born in 1902?
That's
Rudallah.
From
46
to
95. 1902 to 1989, Rudallah.
Yeah, he died. And the guy who died in 89 was the one I'm thinking of who took the Shah out in February
79. Yeah, that's Ali, A-L-I, Ali.
Okay, so then a guy moved in. Even though he took over 79, he was removed in 81 by a new Ayatollah Khomeini who ruled all the way to now. And the 79 guy, he died in 89, but he wasn't in power from 81 to 89. The new guy was, who is now still in power, correct?
Sort of.
Okay, we won't.
Yeah. When you beat it to death, it's not going to hold. It's not going to hold that long. But see, you have the Theocratic Republic that you're not counting, Bob. The Theocratic Republic, you're not giving it. There's a new hybrid that's coming in. That's what Ali's trying to run, which is different than what the Ayatollah Khomeini, which was the problem that Jimmy Carter had when they were holding the hostages, you see.
That guy didn't have Theocratic Republic.
Excellent. Thank you. You're so good. You've been practicing this, Bob.
So the son, but the present guy has been in charge since 81 or so. His grandson is the one interested in Dobbstown.
That's correct.
Okay. So all of that stuff is a ramble. Should I pay it? Is that interesting to play for people to show the hidden part of it?
That's good because that's what's happening right now, because now you have a whole another new problem, because now they have figured it out that they're fixing to leave the 20-year war, and they're going to let the Taliban, which Trump got rid of, come take over the world.
They're going to try have the Taliban take over the world.
Well, no, they pretty much are.
And the Taliban are controlled by this, they'll be controlled by the grandson?
Computer says yes. You can probably help them too, you dark soul, you.
So you're saying that in the Middle East war, the Americans lose?
They're leaving the war. There's not going to be a war. America's leaving the war. They're giving it up. They're letting the sand niggers have it. They sand niggers, you run your world. We've been sucking your dick for 20 years and you ain't made it, so if you can't make it, you finna die. Bye.
Well, that's Donald Trump's policy. So they're doing Trump. They're completing Trump's policy of withdrawing.
Apparently.
All right. But that still leads to a war in the Middle East.
With blood. Whom? With whom? Why is there going to be a war? If they win, they ain't going to. If the Taliban takes it over, they're going to run over every state. From Hamas.
Are you analyzing everything inside the RIP? Or are you talking about conditions after the RIP?
We're still in the RIP right now.
Right. And
the RIP's what you're dealing with right now.
Right. And you're describing the Taliban winning. That's under RIP conditions before it's closed. And then it flips. After it's closed, we wake up
in another
dimension.
Well, we'll see.
We wake up in another dimension.
Because under Trump, before the RIP, the OPEC was out of business. They're done. They're out of money. They're signing the Abraham Accords. They're doing everything they could do just to survive one more 30 fucking minutes. But now, all of a sudden, they're back in charge, and they can decide how much our gas is going to cost a gallon. Because Biden has shut down all the refineries, so nobody can produce nothing. He likes it. Gas up $1.50. He thinks it's great. Y'all niggas need to pay. That's what y'all need to do. Y'all need to start paying. So that's going to last until he undoes it. So we'll see.
Well, till Trump undoes it. Biden's not going to undo it, is he?
Mm-mm.
Correct? You agree with me?
Yeah, we agree.
Yeah, that's all. So Ian says the Middle East is going to run blood up to the saddle or bridle. That scenario is not going to happen now.
Oh, it is. It most certainly is, but it won't be with the U.S.
Oh. Well, who will be involved with it?
Who did the scripture say it was going to be?
I don't know. Gog and Magog
world war,
and Russia.
World war with the war.
Well, the Bible said something, but I never heard any definite interpretation of it. But Gog and Magog are talked about. Is that
Magog,
Russia?
Uh-huh. All of it.
Yeah.
Everything from Moab.
So Russia's going to be in the bloodshed.
Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. Germany, lots of them. It's going to be a mess. You got it. No contest. It's going to be a mess. Yeah.
Well, so are we thinking? Right, so are we thanking Trump for keeping America out of it, out of the bloodbath?
No, we're not saying nothing right this second. We got to wait and let this work itself out, Bob.
Right, and this bloodbath happens after the RIP is closed.
Most likely. That's the way we can say that. Most likely, yes.
Yes, but the tribulation is happening now during the RIP. The RIP is a characteristic of the tribulations.
Yes.
And so that's why John the Revelator and Nostradamus, they could see something very strange happens around this time for our scenario now. They saw this scenario and they said, that is weird. And that's because there was a weird thing happened in the space-time continuum we were calling the rift. That's what the whole revelation is about, the rift.
Yeah. In essence, yeah.
Right, and the aliens come during.
That's right. I was trying to keep you all away from William Irwin Thompson because then he validates it and it makes it so. It didn't have to be so. You could have stayed with Peter Pan in Neverland if you wanted to, but no.
So the aliens are part of the RIP era.
Lewis Carroll, Down the Rabbit Hole.
Right, but the aliens are part of this scenario.
That's the looking glass. That's the looking glass, Pop.
The aliens are? Well, that's the Evergreen said the Boodians were, they evolved here, then they left and went out into the universe for millions of years, then they came back and saw, oh, this is where we came from. Is that scenario possible for the present new aliens coming? They're
Why
coming
not?
Back to their
Why
home?
Not? Why not? It's okay with us. It don't bother us. It's good.
Well, because
it's a non sequitur.
Right, because if there's no time, every scenario is possible.
Right.
All right. So when you live in no time, what is the role of the mind?
To not think.
So you keep beating it down as it attempts to think?
You just have to continually go with Sonny and Cher's version of the beat goes on.
You mean you will have thought, but you ignore it?
You don't know. You don't know if you have thought, but you never thought about what you thought, do you, Bob? So do it like you.
Well, I have new thoughts.
You have walls. Okay. No, you don't know. We don't know what that means. You have walls around you, but you don't know how they got there.
You mean my home? Those walls?
If that's what you call it. Is that what you call it? Yeah. Okay. But you don't know how it got there. You couldn't build it. If it got blown down, you couldn't build it back. So it's a conundrum to you, Bob, and yet you're living in it. See the rub?
Well, other people could build it, right? I just hired them.
So what does that have to do? What does that have to do with you?
Well, I had the walls back.
But see, you didn't build those walls now, and you didn't pay for those walls you're living in. So what about that? See, the condition now becomes the response. The condition becomes the response. See, you should really take up Marshall McLuhan. You should really take up Marshall McLuhan.
No, I'm not taking up McLuhan. I've had it with him.
I see.
Now you're telling me to do McLuhan.
You should call Andrew Crystal and let him give you the tutelage of Marshall McLuhan. Maybe that's what's better. You should do it that way. Ask him if he could explain the rip to you from Marshall McLuhan's advantage point.
Yeah, so Karen, we're really in the rip when I start advocating McLuhan for Bob.
Sure, it's a sad day.
But we're back to this point. I'm inside the walls, and you were making an issue out of that. When you say, let's go into a little bit about the fifth gate and where we're at. We're not in Maui, so what am I seeing?
No.
And are people that I talk to on the beach, are they in the fifth gate?
Mostly. There are some imports.
Are there people I see on the beach who are not in the fifth gate?
Yes.
So I can see the Maui I'm not in.
Mostly.
Mm-hmm. So, and I can be seen by those that are not in the fifth gate, who are in Maui, living on Maui.
Yeah, we would call it like the fifth gate of hell.
The Maui that I'm not in.
Right? No, the one you're in. One you're in.
The fifth gate of hell.
Yeah.
Well, the one that I'm not in, got devastated by a couple of tidal waves and stuff. That's what it used to say. Correct?
Uh-huh.
So what is the nature of... So what I'm seeing is, you could simply say, is not what is. So what is it that I'm in that I can't see yet? What does it look like?
The things you always saw, the things you're looking for, those things.
They're in the Maui of the fifth gate.
I'm not sure.
That's what we're talking about. So we can't, I can't see the Maui of the fifth gate. I'm experiencing it, and I see the Maui that's not in the fifth gate.
Yeah.
Am I also seeing Maui in the fifth gate? Or we establish I don't
can we
see
say,
Trump?
Can we say as well? If you let us give us an as well, yes. But if you get all esoteric, then no.
Yeah, I can see the Maui that's in the fifth gate, as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm seeing the devastated Maui, but it doesn't look devastated to me.
Great.
Yeah, so I'm actually seeing the Maui that's in the fifth gate, because it ain't the destroyed Maui.
Okay.
But I think you were saying I'm seeing the Maui in the fifth gate as well as the Maui not in the fifth gate, but not the destroyed part. So basically, it's impossible to say what Maui in the fifth gate is. You've not helped us understand it. We're in a pocket at the end of time. Now, there's no time, but we're in a pocket.
We're going to say yes until you have to. We're trying not to let you get too connected because these people are dying left and right. We don't want them to. We don't want you in a weird mood because you get all esoteric when it comes to people dying on your behalf. You get all fucked up like, I owe you a cookie or something, and I don't like you owing you a cookie, so I don't want to talk to you anymore. So
okay,
don't do that.
So it's a little more complex for my mind and Carolyn's mind to understand where the fifth gate is and what we're experiencing.
A lot of people are going to die to get you in the bunker, and that'll be all right because you'll be alive. They won't.
Okay. All
Carolyn
right.
Don't like that. Carolyn don't want anybody to die on her behalf.
Right. So this David Martin is a Christian. And he said, Joseph Campbell's hero's journey, it's not cool. That's not Christian to be a hero, because then you're subject to idolatry. People worship you as a hero. So he doesn't like the Campbell hero theory in psychology or evolution or ascension. So he's saying, you want to be a soldier for God, and you're a servant. That's projecting yourself to the outer kingdom a little too much.
Makes no difference, Bob.
All right. He seemed to have a big ego. Did he have a big ego? Even a phony, old-fashioned ego?
No.
Did he have that? What did he have?
A ridiculous sense of humor.
Okay, so he says that the DNA and the RNA, the helix strands, are an illusion, and you should imagine them as a string of strings piled up on the floor. And the real action is in the chromosomes. Would you agree with that?
We wouldn't fight it. We don't care.
Is it because he's conceptualizing with the human mind, and that's nowhere near where the action is and what's going on?
Well, it smells good, but it doesn't taste very delicious, so it's okay. It'll get you in the dining room. That's all it needs to do.
Right. What, to eat something? If it gets us in the dining room, then we will eat something else that he doesn't know about? Or he's trying to get us into his dining room?
In essence, yeah. Yes.
Okay, so he's making a big deal.
Any attention is attention, Bob. So if you don't bite, then there's nothing to work. So he'll just keep going, keep going, and keep going till he gets your attention. But if he doesn't get your attention, he'll either move on or die. So it's all good.
Right. Now, he talks about 1873 and 1883. I can't remember the name. Some guy discovered bacteria, named something bacterium. Yeah. And then he goes through these dates up into the First World War. That's all ridiculous.
Yeah. And all kinds of foolishness. It's insane.
Yeah. Now, what I noticed, the crowd, they were Christians or some kind of Christian, and they were in the mood. They were commenting. And right on, brother. Not like a black audience in a church, but they were commenting. They were quite confident. That's because they're in a group of like-minded people, quote, a cult, and they feel confident to speak out. But if I was there speaking, they wouldn't be yelling in that. They'd say, what the hell is this guy? Correct?
Right.
They wouldn't have the guts to speak out. They wouldn't have the guts
Correct.
To go, right on. Right. That's all totally funny.
Amen. Amen. Brother Ben shot the rooster and hit the hen.
Oh, are you saying amen to me saying it's all phony?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I forgot. His big point is the Rothschilds aren't in control. The insurance companies are. That's right. The insurance companies funded everything starting in the late 19th century. And they funded COVID, and they're the evil beast. Do you agree with that? You talk about Aetna and the regular names
and
of insurance companies.
Regular names is the word, yes.
They're not in power the way he presents them. They're not the beast.
No.
Now, LaRouche knows the oligarchs. They are in charge, some European, some insurance companies. I think it's Assurziani, some name like that, Italian name. That insurance company is lined up with Leopold, the second?
The second, uh-huh.
Yeah, so those, not the American insurance companies, they're trivial.
Are there American U.S. insurance companies now, Bob?
I don't know if there is now, but there was Aetna, A-E-T-N-A. So he was talking about Aetna, and he named a few others as the people who were creating the viruses to kill people, to diminish the population, and create a bad time for humans. Do you see the insurance companies as doing that?
Sure, why not?
Are they disappeared now, though? Have they not
Mostly,
survived?
Yeah. They're trying to. We're seeing how it goes. They got to revamp the system one more time.
Okay. Now, if I take my fingers and put them on my wrist in this position, Glenn says I'll feel a pulse. So I can feel some pulses. And he says, now there's like six different pulses. You can feel them pulsating differently. And he says, this comes from Ayurveda, A-Y-U-R-V-E-D-A. Now,
okay.
I know that Aya knows more than any system we ever heard of. So what is correct about the wrist pulsing action? And what is wrong about it? It's limited.
Come on back to the real land.
Listen, I'm asking about Ayurveda. Glenn says it's quite important. Do you agree?
It's not important at all.
What is the Ayurveda that Glenn's into that you would correct? All of it?
It's nothing. It's nothing. There's no gate to hell or gatekeeper that you're trying to navigate.
All right. Now, you said once that yoga was invented 10,000 years ago, and the people who invented it realized after a few decades or something, it didn't work, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work.
Correct.
So
they turned it into a mediation rather than an exercise.
Okay. And Ayurveda had the same fate as yoga.
Basically, yeah. And so that's why it's lost, because it's not your driver. So it kind of, for us, it just becomes like, okay, we're just going to have a walk in the park. So that's what that became.
Great.
Okay, give something else and we'll do some good. We can get you there.
No, we're getting somewhere now. So the point is, all these religious disciplines and exercises, even the one that William Irwin Thompson promoted, a certain kind of yoga, these are missing the boat, because the real knowledge involves the white stone, the eye block, chromosome 14, and all the stuff the coathanites.
None of those other alternatives have anything to hold them. See, they don't hold you. They give platitudes, but they don't give any vicissitudes to say, this is how it applies, or this is what you do with it. Or that you can have a mediation, all right, if there's a reason for it, and then what you do with it, and then you go from there. But instead, what happens is it becomes some circular circle jerk where nobody gets off, and then they wonder what happened. And then they're like doomed or failed, or here we go to La La Land, and we can't figure it out. And that's what happens.
Well, I see that what you offer that they don't is insulin nose and the eye cell. That's the
complement. Complement. The complement. The ratified complement. Formulas.
Formulas. The complement formulas. Say the word formulas, right? Right. The complement formulas is the secret knowledge that everybody's been looking for, and now it's here, and it's only here because it's relevant when the poles are shifting, when your frequency has to change. That's why knowledge...
But yet that's happening even now. See, that's occurring as we speak. It's a gradual thing. See, the hippocampus doesn't change instantly.
that's changing euphorically, but maybe some might say it slowly, but not to us.
Right, but you're saying there's this. It's gradually. We're taking the products. It's happening. The poles are flipping. Are you saying it started 200 years ago, back in the 1800s under King George III?
No, it's when you got serious about your life, Bob, and you quit jacking off and started getting to work and brought this forth without fucking it
what
up.
What was that last word? Bought this core? What was those last words?
Fucked this up, Bob.
So what did they fuck up?
Serious.
When I got busy.
Well, four times before, you've blown it.
Okay, so when did I get serious?
Now you've gotten serious after, right after City Island. You started to see something was going on.
Right. Once I got to Maui, or the Fifth Gate, then I got into a different perception.
Mm-hmm. Well, everything else was washed away, and you still had the same problems that you had everywhere else you've ever lived, only now all of a sudden there's no strain, there's no problem. Everything's okay. You didn't have to worry about resource or finance or what's going on. You just get to dibble on what you're going to dibble on or what you're going to do today. You take the pressure off, which is the way you've lived your whole life, but now it becomes a reality. See, you made it all up, and you're just surprised that it came true anyway.
So I came here, and I got what you're saying. I got those realizations, and then 9 months later, I activated ION. And that was the breakthrough.
So you should send Ed Seton $50 for his good work.
Right. Okay, so that is Ayurveda and getting serious. Okay, I have here, do the RNA drops fit into Indian or Ayurveda categories, such as
No, you're talking about the dosing of eating for the dosha? No, that's ridiculous, Bob.
Oh, yeah, the dosha, that's right. He talked about it. Then Cosmo Awareness had the word tri-dosha, and he talked about the
God. So now you're talking about wet, soft food, berries, bananas, peaches, veggies, oats, brown rice, bullshit. See, you can't do that because that's what you're complaining about your damn diet is now. You want real food.
Right.
You want spicy, acidic, filling foods. You want cheese. You want nut butter. Unprocessed meat. You want the kapha diet. You want kapha, not the dosha.
Okay.
Those things don't matter. What matters is the application. Good for you.
Of the amino acids, not the products.
Correct. Yeah, products don't mean anything. It's the application.
Is it because the frequency world has gone past the products? We need new requirements?
We don't want to say that. There are a lot of people who have worked so hard. Okay, we don't do time, but what we will do, we will say that it's escalating. Okay. We wish it could go a little slower, but then we're not mad about that because the good news is if it speeds up any faster, it's going to be good because it's almost forcing the bread of living water and all that it entails. It's almost like you're forcing this into the era, which makes a vacuum which pulls living water to the people. So in that case, we ain't mad. It's like, all right, okay.
Yeah, we get to do the cold play, everything we've been waiting to apply, forcing the ascension, forcing the problems and death, brings us closer to the front.
Yep, I agree. Now, that's a terrible way. That's a death, disdain, and destruction. Destruction is a terrible way to look at this. You see, it's terrible, but it does apply.
I think I implied... You know, Roxy was going on about this yesterday. Merkel said a month ago, everybody get ready. We're going to be stricter lockdown, stricter masks, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden the government, I don't know if Merkel did it, but the government, German, said, okay, forget it. You can go out and party and have fun and don't have to wear masks. Mm-hmm. All right? And Roxy, of course, being a normal, rational person observing things. This is chaotic. This is based on nothing. And she knows what Ayn says about it. But what Ayn suggests is the governments are switching and letting Canada's opening the border because they want people to have a couple of weeks of freedom, and then they're going to yell at the people for being stupid and ignoring the mask orders. That's still
applies. They're going to say, well, we told you. And then it's like, well, we told you. And then,
they're not going to tell them to put the mask back on. They're going to say, we told you. This is serious.
Mm-hmm.
And once it becomes that end,
it's kind of like, well, there's no blame here. There's no problem. Enjoy yourself. You had a good run. Quit crying. Shut the fuck up. You did good. Let's go.
Yes, but a lot of people are going to be angry, and there's going to be riots.
They're going to be dead. It won't really matter if they're angry. So good for them.
Will you say that people could die? It could all die in one day. Everybody just dies, drops dead in 1 or 2 days. Is that what you're seeing come? They're going to die that fast once the dying hits the critical mass?
We did this already. Okay. 2/3 of the world's population is in peril. Okay?
Yes.
2/3 are in peril. Now, 1/3 are going to die really quick. Now, we don't know what really quick means, but quick, like no time for intubation. That's terrible.
They're just going to show up dead. They're going to be collapsed on the streets and that.
They're just going to laugh. And that's the way Armstrong talked about the rupture.
Mm-hmm.
Rapture.
Yeah.
He talked about the rapture,
yeah.
But it's like the rupture. Where they're called away. The saints of the Lord are called home, and they're gone. Okay, and then you got the leftovers, the left behind, they're going to be there too. That'll be another conversation. And 2/3 are going to die, but they're going to die slow.
Yeah, the second third
you're going
to die slow.
That's what you're going to have to work. They're the ones that be complaining and bitching and moaning, wailing,
and
crying,
and calling us for a solution, right?
And wanting, I need some restructure, even if it's the 621. I'll take some of the 621 restructure. Oh, Lord, if you could just send me some restructure. I don't care what the date is. You know that one. Here's the best one. When they talk about single-wide trailers, oak trees, mildered with the periodontal disease, no foundational garments, defending the loss of her colored TV.
you're talking about the woman who was on last Saturday?
Yeah, that was priceless, Bob. Because if we'd have went after the black culture, that would have been death. But because we turned it right around and made fun of the Caucasian caucus, oh, then that was all right, you see. Because everybody knows that pictorial, when they have a thunderstorm or a damn tornado or a big old wind, they always go down to the trailer park and see which trailers get tore up. And there it is, people living in their squalor, you see. That's how they play it. Black people don't seem to move into single wides. We don't understand that. We don't know. We don't know how that works. They go to the hood or somewhere else, but they don't go live in a single wide. Fleetwood, mobile home. They don't do that. So to make fun of that brought it into a comparable conflection that she couldn't argue with or poo-poo. But so she finally decided, we were trite or we were petty.
No,
so
you were the king of petty. The king of petty.
King of petty. Ooh, Lord.
And what do they mean by petty? What do they mean? Petty as we mean petty or some other
No, petty as in overly clever. Overly, they're saying it in the word. She's using it in her vernacular as being overly clever, which is funny. I'm laughing because you were overly clever.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
instead of too clever, because we want to play it because she was trying to tell us, she was trying to tell us her tooth was more important than your tooth. Her tooth was the most important tooth that was. And I'm just going to speak my tooth. I've been studying the scriptures, and I got my clothes off and lost my teeth, and I found out that my tooth wasn't as good as my nakedness.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, would we play this, or that's not fair to her?
No.
We don't care. Play it.
Play it. They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Say something. We'll
yeah.
tell, bring her on the show. We'll say it to her. It don't bother us. Because the point
yeah.
is, that's exactly what
Wait.
The
play it.
That's
yeah,
their
the
point.
They realize it. Yeah,
that's
we don't
the
care.
Well, realize, don't realize. It doesn't make any difference. You're dragging these people out of the hood and trying to convince somebody that they know something. They're trying to tell you something, for God's sake. We're not asking. We're not interested in what they got to say. Do what you do, bigot. Go get, run out there in that hood and get busted. Get that bust a cap in there, your head. And then whose goddamn fault is that going to be? Is it going to be our fault? I don't think so. You burn it down, baby. Roll you a fatty and call it a day. Mm-hmm. Don't bother.
Okay.
Because that's what's happened. Wait. No. Soft. Now, let's soften all that. Them strong words, blah, blah, blah. Now, let's soften it. The reality is you don't control the life you're living now. Before, you could be driving aggressively. Okay? No. Well, you don't drive, Bob.
You're talking about me? Are you talking about me or her?
In life. We're talking about in life. We're softening the words that we just said. You're driving aggressively.
You don't control life. Your life. You talk about me? Are you talking about her?
In general,
In general.
We're softening those words so you can play this and not get your bitch ass killed again. That's what we're trying to say, Bob. So the words are soft. People can sometimes now, you can drive a little aggressive or have be a little more aggressive in your driving techniques. You know, scratching off a little bit, showing off, a little, speeding a little bit, going around, cutting somebody off a little bit, you know, not turning right on red. You got to turn right on red. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You're supposed to turn right on red after you stop. Well, that can now convert into somebody pulling a Python 357 and him shooting you in your fucking car, in the car, in the road, right then, right there. It ain't road rage. It's road gunfire.
You're describing how we're not in those kind of animated road rage as an example of your control. You're not in charge of your life. Not
correct.
In charge of your life.
That's exactly correct.
So
you don't have that control anymore. You have not that control anymore. And that's the point.
Right.
It's not like I'll be a little naughty or I'll speak something out of turn. No. Now all of a sudden it's serious. Now all of a sudden it becomes a validator. Now all of a sudden they want to run into you. Well, there are consequences now that there never were before, but yes.
And
that's
what
you mean.
We don't have grace. We're not protected anymore.
No more. That's right. Well, if you get a little bit out of hand.
Sheila Kern sent an excerpt from a movie. She was shocked. Now let's see if I can bring it down.
Oh, the quadra. Talking about the Quadrophenia thing?
Yeah. Did you have her, you want her to hear that so she could write to me?
Yeah.
You
they point. Didn't use Quadrophenia the right way, not your way, but at least they knew how to apply it. See, they did not have a zeitgeist. You can't enjoy true Quadrophenia if you don't have a mystery landscape or a zeitgeist to apply it to. So the words are clean, except it's a non sequitur from the conversation because they didn't have anything to apply the quadrophenic reality, too. See the problem with that? And now, you're very smart. You would have picked up on that. Now, if you listen to Croker cleaned that up years ago. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Quadrophenia, that is.
Right. So,
when you say okay, what do you mean okay? What are you talking about? Croker didn't validate quadrophenia or no? Yes or no?
I don't know. Well, yeah, I said he was quadrophenic.
Now. Well, of course he was. And how was he a quadrophenic?
What is schizophrenia? She actually spelled, okay. you said on top of the topic.
Carolyn, you're making Carolyn schizophrenic because she has to deal with you.
Yeah. Okay, listen to this. I'm bringing up the topic. There's a movie called Sometimes, Always, Never. It's called Sometimes, Always, Never. It came out in 2018. And she sends me this scene where this guy's walk along a beach walk, and he's heading towards an ice cream truck, though we don't see that right away. But you hear him say the word quadrophenia, or Sheila wrote it phenia, P-H-E, but it should be P-H-R, quadrophenia.
Phenia.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
No, P-H-R. I don't know what you're saying. P-H-R-E-N, not P-H-E. Okay?
Correct. We agree.
is this guy quoting the Who album or song called Quadrophenia, P-H-E? Or is he quoting Dobbs as P-H-R-E? You can't
Dobbs,
tell.
P-H-R. Doing
so
Dobbs.
Somebody, the writer of the movie, has heard us, heard the word.
Frank
stuck it in.
Cottrell Boyce. Yes.
Boyce, B-O-Y-C-E?
Yeah, Cottrell.
C-O-T-T-R-E-A-L-L.
Hyphen Boyce.
Boyce is B-O-Y-C-E.
Yeah, that was way too fast, but yes, that's correct.
Okay, here we go. B-O-Y-C-E.
Correct. First name is Frank.
Right. Now, you already described something before I brought my first questions in, and your what you did already say. Now, my question is, do they have a clue about what they're saying, or what are they referring to? What does the writer think he means? And you've already answered that at the beginning of this topic, saying, no, they don't have the same meaning as me. Croker knew more about it than they did, correct?
Yeah. Bill Nighy is playing a hardcore game of Scrabble that's obsessive in the hollow British quirk fest.
You're quoting a summary of the movie.
No, I'm telling you what happened.
Yeah, I don't know what you're referring to. I don't know the movie. So anyway.
No, I know. I'm just telling you.
So Sheila says, don't know if the use of the word quadrophenia is used correctly here. And she spells
right.
It without the R, so it's not spelled correctly, but she probably doesn't know. She says, I was quite astonished when watching this film. What's the kind of thought she thought in the Scottish state? What? They're using Bob talk? What did she think?
Yeah. No. It's intimating the fabulesque tale of a snarky, widowed, Scrabble-obsessed woman who's determined to find a teenage son who stormed out of the house and disappeared forever during the heated game several decades earlier.
Right, and that's what I've actually read the plot. That sounds like what I read.
That's the race, which means nothing, but it does not. It does indeed tip your quadrophenia.
Yeah, I'm quadro. Am I quadra? I have to look it up. Quadra or quadro? Quadrophrenia?
Quadra.
I don't know
quadra,
what I wrote.
Quadra.
I don't think so. I don't think
quadro. You don't know. That's quadrophenic in itself. That's quadrophenic in itself, isn't it, Bob?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
You're proving your quadrophenic point, then, aren't you, then? You're so clever.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you're always wrong in these little details. It's quadro.
Well, good.
You say quadra. It's quadro is how I spell it. Maybe
well,
you don't
well,
mean
what
that.
Is quadra?
How I spell.
What is quadra? What is quadra?
Well, that's probably the Tommy. That's probably Who, the band Who. Let's see what they do. The Who. Quadro. I know they do Phenia. Quadrophenia. Yeah, they do quadrophenia. I do quadro.
We do quadra. We do quadra.
Yeah, that's your own. Okay, that's different. Okay, so I'm interested in the shock. What was
that's the present tense.
What is with the A?
Quadra. Quadrophenia is the present tense of a pluperfect verb. Quadrophenia.
Yeah, and that's without the R. You're spelling it P-H-E, not P-H-R-E, correct? You're doing P-H-E.
Yeah.
Quadrophenia.
P-H-E-N-I-A.
So what was Sheila astonished at?
That they made a word that she'd heard before that she didn't paint a painting regarding.
And she knew it was connected to me, so she was shocked that Bob was right all these years saying that he was being used in Hollywood regularly.
Yeah. Good.
William Barr has said Trump, it was all a fantasy, Trump's ideas about frauding an election. Has William Barr or his kids or family relatives got some Sinaloan guns aimed at their heads? And that's why he changed?
No, it's not Sinaloan. It's MS-13.
Right. And you, MS-13 are not part of Sinaloa?
No. Nope.
Part of another cartel?
No. They're from a different country.
They're not part of the Sinaloan cartel. Okay.
That's correct.
So you said Barr is a good guy. He was working well with Trump. He knew how to fake it and be a detached solicitor general, attorney general, whatever his role was. And he had to appear to be not involved with Trump. And he did that well, you said. But then all of a sudden he actually took a view and said, oh, Trump's a fraud. It's fraudulent what Trump's saying. That's a different Barr. He didn't see it coming. He was embarrassed that he had to lie against Trump. But
he got hemmed up at the end. He got hemmed up at the end. He had to push himself away from it because the Justice Department had fixed him to turn on him. And he wasn't going to, he was all about it, but he couldn't hold up to it. Then you got Jeff Rosen, who's on the, they were all going to undo, that he was the only thing that could stop Jeff Rosen from taking over.
Barr could stop Rosen from taking over.
Yeah. If he backed away from Trump.
And so Barr did not want Rosen to take over.
Correct.
And was that useful to Trump that Rosen didn't take over?
No. It's going to kill Barr when last week Barr gets on CNN and says that all the fraud claims about the election was bullshit. That's going to grind him. He'll be like Michael Avenatti. Yeah, won't be long.
Right. But you say he's got the MS-13, whatever they're called. Do they literally have a gun, or that's a Mae Russell metaphor? No, Mae.
No metaphor. No metaphor.
Are they sitting in his home?
And they may kill him yet.
Right. So he did not expect that invasion of his privacy few months ago.
Nah, you can't. I mean, my God, he went through a whole bunch of bullshit. He's not a Johnny come lately. He's been around. He's been through the soup. He lived through goddamn Bush. he's been around. Yeah, no. They just got him hemmed up.
Yeah, they're in his house and they got guns aimed at him and he has to do what they say. And this is what JW and anybody else that comes out against Trump.
That's the same way that the Capitol Hill police have got 14,000 hours of that 35 minutes on January 6th footage. How they do that, Bob? Same way.
And is that footage making Trump look bad? Is Andy Trump the use of that footage?
No. It's what they're going to keep going and they're going to prove that there's a whole lot they still do not know. There's a whole bigger problem about them masks underneath the desk. And it had nothing to do with some little nigglets running around in the Capitol trying to do some nefarious thing. Yeah, there was some ugly stuff going on.
And did that involve the alien battle? Was that in the mix there?
Most certainly.
Wow. So whoever, like Barr, was Ian said, yo, this guy's working for Trump. Yeah, he's good. If they show up now, anti-Trump, violating Ion's prediction, then we have the reason why the MS-13 got to their home.
Yeah, and, the Sinaloan is more grounded. They're more funded, but they went after the bigger. The MS-13 in the Guadalajara world, they got we're not going to say.
Well, did they? Who went after the bigger picture? The Sinaloans or the
MS-13? MS-13. Okay. We're not going to say. Because we do indeed have to keep you alive to make it harder. To keep you alive is not what we're trying to do.
No, you're trying to keep me alive is what you are trying to do.
I know, but we're not trying to make this difficult. We're trying to make it easy. If we go
right.
further down the rabbit hole, it's going to be easier to tell the story for you to connect the dots, but harder to keep you alive.
I hear about in China, they got their own vaccination, and people don't wear masks, and it's all free over there, having a good time. Are they taking a vaccination over there, whether it's a Chinese version, that's going to do them in, like ours is?
Yes, it will, and yes, it will.
So Xi Jinping knows that?
He don't care. He's got to make it through the fall of a Qing dynasty. So, you see,
and
the mountains already given him the Qing, Q-U-I. It's already got notice. They know they're in. That was foretold
right.
in the Ming, M-I-N-G, Ming dynasty.
And
before
the end
of the Han is what you're trying to find. Bert's going
right.
to find this out. Don't worry about it.
No, what dynasty is the mountain part of, if any?
We're not going to say. That's none
okay.
of your business. You know,
now, you said the
all
Ming.
Of them. We would say it's part
no.
of all of them. We'd say all of them.
So the Ming dynasty is going to do something before
foretold
the Han
it.
Dynasty.
The Ming,
they foretold
Ming
it.
Dynasty foretold it before the Han dynasty is going to complete it. Bert will figure that all out. Don't worry about it. You don't need to know
yeah.
all that. Don't spend your energy on it. Bert will burn that
no,
to
no,
death.
No, no, no. The Qing dynasty has come to an end or something. What did you say?
Coming. It's quickly ending. It's basically, it's shot its wad, Bob. It's run. It's post-coitus.
Right.
It
propped up Dr. Sun Yat-sen and Mao Zedong. That's over. And Xi Jinping.
And a little bit of Sun Ra. That was
yeah,
your free
you
part, Biggin. That was your free part. You don't no hurt. Well, hell, Bob, you had that honeymoon a long time ago, you and Steve. Oh, wait, and Carolyn was there, too, most of it.
Yeah, so the Qing dynasty's ending. The Ming dynasty prophesied the mountain, and the Han dynasty prescribed it. What's that mean?
Mm-hmm. Look it up.
What's it mean to prescribe?
What is a prescription?
Well, they worked with the mountain. The mountain was part of the Han dynasty.
Oh, listen, Carolyn, he's talking big. Yeah, mm-hmm. Listen to him. He's talking like grown folks. Carolyn, he's talking like grown folks.
So that's right, eh? I'm right. To prescribe it means
we can't beat you. We can't beat you. We'll go with it. Okay, what else you got, Bob? You're grinding into it. What's up?
Yeah. Dag Hammarskjöld has an altar mm-hmm. in the United Nations in the meditating room. Is that
okay.
demons around it?
No, no. Just don't worry about that. Y'all don't even know what the fuck y'all are talking about. Okay. You got this big hunk of ore that's magnetite, okay? That
yeah.
means it's magnetic. Okay, if you look at where the damn United Nations is, where it is liturgically, it
yeah.
lines up, take on the other side of the world, on that other side, it hooks into the draconian well. You pull a line straight through, it hooks to the draconian well, and they're trying to get the power from that well. No big deal.
Who gets the power? Who gets the power from that well?
Maybe the
Draconians. Who?
The Draconians.
Right. They get the power from the United Nations and from the altar, from the
Dag
Hammarskjöld altar.
It's basically a buffered vacuum. You know what a buffered vacuum is, Bob?
No.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
I know what the word means.
Nothing can survive in a vacuum. A buffered vacuum is one that's encapsulated or lined. So whatever's in the vacuum is going to be carried all the way through, whole. And so what they're trying to do is the spirits that are locked inside the earth, which was the things that since the flood were taken away from the earth,
They're trying to usher or provide an easy way for those things, those beings, those Nephilim, those seraphim, to be released into the terra firma, which is what that's all about. And that's why they're in the United States of America.
Well, why? Why would they be in the United States? How does that make the reason
because
they're in the
they're
United
all
States?
From Switzerland. All them motherfuckers are from Sweden. They're from Sweden and Switzerland, and they don't hook to nothing. The Das Hoffengoffer, whatever they are.
Dag Haverskull.
Yeah, that's the one. Hoffengoffer, that's the one. He has to get somewhere that makes an application in the United Nations because of where it is in New York, which is what's going to cause the water to cover the big toe of the Statue of Liberty. But, you know, if you keep going, you're not going to be able to play this, so you better be careful.
Right. So the vacuum, nothing survives in a vacuum, but a buffered vacuum, things can survive.
They don't survive, but they go smoothly. They smoothly transition through. So what they're doing, they're trying to bring the nastiness out of the underworld back to the earth, which will cause a flood, a la Draconian Well, to cover the big toe of the Statue of Liberty.
Right.
Which, by the way, will cause another early onset problem, which will force the Mississippi River to run the opposite direction. Oh, yeah, we did mention that, didn't we?
Yeah. So the
Niagara Falls.
The vacuum, I can't survive vacuum, but the buffered vacuum allows these seraphim coming out of the bottled well of South Africa to survive, even though in the long run they're transitioning and dying, they survive a little longer in a buffered vacuum. So
correct. Well, you got a chance. You got a potential. You have what you call a chance. You know, it's like a chance. Now,
they
the
have a chance.
First name would be last. Last name would be chance. Last.
Yeah, they have a chance to survive. It appears
everything that doesn't get out through Nick's well can come through the United Nations.
Everything that doesn't come out of Nick's well can come out. Have an alternative route, and that alternative route is a buffered vacuum.
Correct. Definition. Very good. That's excellent, Bob. That's good. And it's quantitative. And it's qualitative, meaning that it's going to mean something in a second. Not this minute, but it will soon.
Yeah, the phrase buffered vacuum is that meaning.
Dude.
You just said. Fox News headlines. Fox News really wants you to think its ratings aren't down. And this article says they're way down. Do you agree?
Mm-mm. No, they're not way down. No. Is this from CNN? CNN's got 12 people watching, and three of them are asleep. More people tune into your show on a Wednesday night than to watch CNN daily.
Right, and the Daily Beast is the source of this headline, Yahoo News.
Yahoo! Isn't that the one that got fucked up with?
Yeah.
That's true. Their only stock, their stock value was more because of the stock they were holding.
So
that's ridiculous.
Right, so,
yeah, no.
Right. So Fox is doing better than CNN and better than MSNBC.
Oh, no. Not better. They got like 12 million people watching. Yeah, no. It's crazy. Now, they fucked up. Trump's against most of Fox News now, because they've kind of mitigated themselves into nothingness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had a little too much Juan Williams talking about how terrible Trump is, because they were trying to get some liberals, some of the libertine gospel to balance things off, because Laura Ingraham, as you said, she's too far up Trump's butt. So they had to balance that off with some of the story and different things that kind of go. And then you got Pete Hegseth and some of these different ones. They're trying to, Fox doesn't want to be in the ratings. Fox wants you to subscribe
to their own network thing, okay, where you pay $100 or $60 or $20 or whatever it is a year, and you watch only Fox shit. That's where you can actually see Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, back on TV. You see, they're not interested in ratings. They want you to subscribe into their zeitgeist, into their arena, so that they control everything you see. And Joe the plumber, Joe America, that works great for them because they're not trying to see nothing else. They want to see hot dogs, ice cream, apple pie, and Chevrolet. They don't want to see anything else.
Right. So Fox will survive for now, and CNN and NBC
won't.
No,
Fox is doing great. Well, we don't know. CNN's for sale right now. CNN's for sale right now. And the standard joke is, for about 11 cents, we're going to see if Trump will buy it. And we'll call it the TN, we'll call it TNN, the Trump News Network, and call this a day.
Is the public aware that CNN's for sale?
Yes, they are.
Oh, okay.
You can do a little backstory. You can do a little backstory because nobody's watching it. Why would you want to? It's ridiculous. They run this down every step of the way. They fuck themselves to death. Every star is now pitted. You got Smirnoff with his dick hanging out. No, that's not his name. Jeffrey Toobin with his dick hanging out. You got Smirnoff with his damn problems with his whores. Smarkunish with his whore trouble. Then you got Cuomo, whatever the fuck his name is, giving his brother advice on how not to be the damn governor of New York City, for God's sake. Every step, everybody at every level. So they keep bringing in these new people who nobody's heard of, who can't speak English, babbling, talking about the news that's news that's news, and you should get vaccinated. And B, you need to be vaccinated, and you need to get over it. And that's when they have Fauci on the TV with five people listening, says, "Get over it. Get yourself vaccinated. What are you talking about? Get over it. Stop it." You ever had a conversation with your doctor that said you need to get over it and get yourself stuck up or fucked up or something? It's ridiculous. It's making everything an asymmetrical political persona. Asymmetrical political persona. And so what's happened is they've lost all their oomph. Now, they need a Trump. Trump is who made them the first time, and Trump's what took them out. So they need a Trump. Without a Trump, they're lost.
But and Biden Trump will come back. Trump's going to come back, and they won't be lost anymore.
They won't be last. They won't last that long, Bobby.
Okay. All right. So will Trump be Speaker of the House in the 2022 elections results?
No, we don't. That's all so crazy. There might not be a House by then, Bob. When everybody starts dying, all them Democrats that got vaccinated, they got vaccinated.
Right.
They got vaccinated, Bob. When they got vaccinated, they're not going to make it. You may have quite an opening in the House of Representatives pretty soon, let me say. And maybe 60 of the senators, too, because some of them dogs got poked, too.
Yeah. Delta variant with the Lambda wrinkle on it. The Delta variant is the bad variant that's interacting with the vaccinations and going to kill people. So that's being percolated. The Lambda is the icing on the cake.
There's two Lambda. There's two more. There's two more coming. Two more coming after Lambda.
And the Delta variant will not kill people until two more come?
No. It's starting now. See, you got the Carolyn explain. Let Carolyn explain this to you, Bob. If you talk to her, you should talk to her a little more often. Talk to Carolyn, Bob. She's real good to talk to. She'll explain to you how this flows. How it flows.
Yeah,
what she's trying
to
tell you.
All right. Yeah, go ahead. What she trying to tell me?
Oh no, we're good now.
Yeah, see, you try to lead me along. Oh, we're going to tell you, Bob, and then you cut off. So I'm aware of that bullshit.
Well,
you tell me anyway.
To talk to Carolyn. We were going to tell you to talk to Carolyn. You would get all pissy. Yeah. right, so okay, then you
Carolyn
know,
doesn't
you
know.
Know.
Carolyn can explain
yes,
the bullshit level.
No. That's not the bullshit. No, we're talking about, like, let Carolyn explain to you about the bubonic plague. Okay? She studied that in damn school. Dale Housen's versions of it, but that's
did
ridiculous
you say that
version
school,
of it.
Carolyn?
Yeah.
You'd ever say
the
bubonic
plague
in school, Ray Clay? Carolyn?
Sure she did. How it works.
She won't
works,
answer.
How it starts.
She won't answer.
How it starts. It's how it starts. She can explain to you how you have this thing that presents, and all of a sudden it moves through the entire society. And when it does,
yeah,
some people respond to it, some people don't. And the ones that don't have a reason not to respond. Boom, there's the rub. Now what you're building now is the perfect storm. You've got the Spanish flu of 1912 or whatever it was bad. This is going to be super worse because you can't overcome it at all. It's outside. It's the perfect MRSA. The perfect MRSA. MRSA.
Right. So Carolyn, so Carolyn, she could explain the efficient causality of things, the material causality. I explain the symbolic level. I focus on the word lamb and how it refers to the marriage supper of the lamb, which means we have a new interpretation of marriage supper, a negative thing of wiping people out is the actual merger
correct
of Christ with his bride. Think of that.
Hey, Bob. They don't call it the Last Supper for nothing.
Yeah.
They don't call it the Last Supper for nothing.
And Ophanel was there at the first one
and
of
the
last.
And Leonardo da Vinci painted, you was in the window view behind it. You could see you peeping inside. He's trying to see if he could get you some strange. That's when you were having your little Verne syndrome, so you was seeing what you could bump into.
Right. So,
poor. We're going to bring Verne Christensen back. We're gonna bring Verne Christensen back. He's a little bald now, but who? Never heard of him.
Worcester doesn't get back. Okay.
Never heard of him.
So the marriage supper of the lamb. No
Ralph,
expert,
Vicky and Ralph Doobie's got a better chance of coming back than Worcester.
Bert probably caught what I said, but I said, Bert, the marriage supper of the lamb is not some beauteous, mystical, wonderful Disney version of non-physical merging or heaven merging with earth. It's a goddamn destruction of the lamb virus.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And then we said they don't call it the Last Supper for nothing, which is like apropos points.
Yeah.
So you're knocking them dead, Bob. Okay, what else you got?
Who's being infected in the new vacationing burst? Everybody's being infected in the new vacationing burst. Okay. Okay. I was asking you publicly, but I'd like to know, you probably would only discuss this privately. Can I make my body as I ascend run so fast that I could break the world 100-meter record? Can one do that if you're ascended?
Sure you can. You just have to have a good registry to gauge it. See, you'd be the one that would do it, and you'd be the one to do it, and their time clock would be off. See.
What's a good registry? Is that something in your
body?
We can't say
because, like, you have a time clock. Well, how can we beat the world record time if we don't believe in time? So you have to give a good stopwatch that can gauge it exactly to see if you really did or did not beat the world
record. That would be hard to get.
See, well, it's challenging for us because we don't embrace time.
What'd you say? It's hard for you?
Yeah, we don't embrace time.
Okay. I just want to be the fastest runner. No time. I beat the. I go to the, the Olympics.
Why don't you be the fastest swimmer? You got more experience with that.
Well, that's a good point. That'd be fun.
But I mean, you could probably be both. You could probably be both. You could be the world's richest man and the world's smartest man and the world's fastest man and the world's fastest swimmer. And the world's best fucker. Oh, Lord Jesus, he could be the best lover, Ooh, he could be the lover, the champion. Ooh, he could be the most. He could have the best feet. He could have the best. God damn it,
Nash.
I hope you're fucking happy. I hope you're goddamn happy now. Now it's over. Yeah, you're laughing now. You'll be crying before you go to bed. That's all that is. Damn. Maddest we've ever been. That's ridiculous. You've run her off again. Or maybe we did. We're sorry we did.
The issue is, as you become ascended, you control yourselves. You can make your body go fast and stroke faster, correct?
Yeah,
you can beat anybody.
Of course. Fast is relative, Bob. See, that's the point. Fast is relative.
You just beat everybody.
So,
okay, how do I begin to get that speed?
Well, you do already. It'll just take the impetus away that says you can't. See, somebody saying that you're not 100 years old, 100-year-old men can't fuck, 100-year-old men can't swim like that, 100-year-old men can't walk to the beach like that, blah, 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 blah. So, there's the rub of what you can't do, because y'all set these principles of what reality is, so you have to fit the mold that is. So you want to be 200 years old, okay, that's going to be fine, but 200-year-olds can't run to the beach like you can, so there's the rub.
Right, so again, the other day I came out of the beach. I came out of the water and this couple was really complimenting me. I'm looking like I'm going very fast beyond what I realize, correct?
You are. Well, you are. Why would they notice? Why would they care? Although those shorts are really sexy, Bob. They are. They're pretty hot looking. They are good looking.
So I'm getting noticed because I'm going along pretty impressively beyond what I realized. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so
you're very supple. And you're very supple too. You're hot. And you got the best bush on the beach. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Right. Am I supple in my stroking in the water or when I walk? I'm supple.
Both. They can't really see you in the water, Bob. They just see the non-splashing and you're moving. But you're supple outside because you function. Your body functions.
Right, so
I'm
not splashing much? Is that what you're saying?
Splash. You don't splash. You're not supposed to. Because if you're splashing, you're slowing yourself down.
Yeah. I don't kick my feet very much.
You do just fine. You do fine, but you're not causing a big stir. So that's good.
Okay.
Move on.
All right.
Yeah.
So I just thought I went to Charles Pierce, a leftist columnist for Esquire. I look at him every now and then for the opposite view of reality. And his headline is Sidney Powell blows it in Michigan, gets stopped by Judge Parker or somebody. Is that a distortion or did she lose some minor little scuffle? In Michigan.
No scuffle, no difference. It's not an issue. They're trying to find something. Everything they're saying, they're trying to say she doesn't have standing to make whatever claim it is. So every time they turn around, they're saying, you have no standing. Well, that doesn't mean anything. That just moves you to the next court.
To the next court.
That's all it does.
You said.
Yeah, to the next
to the
level.
Next court.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then
next
she
level
keeps
of court.
Going. It's actually going up higher. That's a way to get higher to the Supreme Court?
It has to. If you have no standing and you say you do, somebody else has got to hear it. And then another court can send it back to that court, and they can say, no, you don't have standing with it. Yes, I do, and here's why, and blah, blah, blah. So it just drags it out. You know the story.
Yeah. So you don't necessarily go higher. Once you're rejected.
If you're rejected, then you appeal that to the higher court, Bob, which she certainly will.
Okay. Right.
That's how you don't walk in and say, God damn you, I'm taking you to the Supreme Court. Well, other courts have to hear it first before you can go to the Supreme Court. You don't just walk into the Supreme Court and say, y'all hear my case. You have to get
so
there.
She wants
I mean,
to be,
you have to go through your remedy. Yeah, fuck me. Yeah, fuck me. You want to fuck me? Come on, fuck me.
No, we don't want to fuck you. She wants to be, listen, quiet. She wants to be rejected and keep moving up. And she's still on the path of success. And this journalist, he knows better. He's slanting the media for the Esquire audience. And is he a creep, Charles Pierce? Is he a
why aren't they talking about Arizona? Why aren't they talking about Arizona when everybody flipped and said, oh, yeah, well, there's fraud. Oh, yeah, we caught fraud. Oh, yeah, we know all about fraud. Oh, yeah, it was bad. Yeah, 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 it's no good. Yeah, Trump won. Everything's good. Why couldn't they do it like that?
Yeah, because that gets
They don't talk about that, you see.
Right. Okay, maybe the final topic. Henrietta.
That's the one we were looking for.
Marie Henrietta?
Yeah. No, the last topic.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I get that. And so Marie Henrietta, she kept being involved in technology of the 20th century. So was she working with Otto von Habsburg making clones? Did she have some involvement with that?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Is she stunned at our breakthrough technologies? The ISIL?
Well, that you figured them out.
Did she know about them or had heard of them, I guess, right? Had heard of them. And then we figured it out and created it. She's impressed with that.
Yes. Well, figuring it out. Figuring it out.
Yeah. Yeah, fingering it out.
Figuring it out. Figure to calculate, to cipher, to figure. Yes.
Yeah. Now, she's been working and interested in technology and kept advancing it. She'd appreciate that we completed what she was working on. That's what she would enjoy, right? You're being silent again, thinking?
Well, we're trying to see what you're trying to say. It's kind of ridiculous what you're talking about. So
No, I think she's surprised that we figured it out, but she would be delighted that she was working towards great technology and was making good stuff along the way.
Why would she be delighted that she didn't arrive at anything? Yes,
okay.
I'm delighted I had the chance to save the world, but I didn't do it. You can't. I'm delighted that you're going to save the world. No, fuck you. I didn't save the world. I don't think you are either. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's kind of hard to reset from that. I mean, it's a good mint, Bob, but it's cost $1.6 million, but I don't know if it's that good a mint, so we'll have to see.
Right, so she's got a bit of an ego.
It's a rough. Yeah. Yeah, the Ed has got her on a rough and rocky road, Bob.
Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm.
The Russian scientist who Tesla got in touch with, and he had the Tesla coil and sent the secondary version over to Tesla, but we found out Marie Henrietta knew the Russian guy. Did the Russian guy survive death? Did he?
No.
No, that's not the way to say it.
Dead is a stack of hammers.
And he's watching us. Is he less ego-oriented, happy we're completing it, or pissed off that he's happy?
No. He's happy because he wants to be the undoer. He wants to watch them go down because they took him out of the suit. So he wants to if he can't have it, he'd rather you have it than anybody else have it. So that's good.
Right. So
okay, good. What else you got?
No. Yeah, so I think that's why I can see why Henrietta would have a bit of a relationship with Leopold II because she's got an ego. So that's the issue.
Sure.
Happy days. All right, you're almost coming up to the very last supplement, which we never broadcast. But before I say that, so Henrietta, she knows that she can't do what we do. So she's stuck at her level of cloning, and that's that. She's stuck with that.
No, intimation, her level of intimation, yes.
Do you mean she created radio and all these technologies because she thought it, didn't make it, but thought it?
Correct. That's how everything is, according to you.
So,
according to
me. So, right. So I thought, I thought ion.
Motherfucker.
And that's why I thought ion, and that's why
you
ion.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't think ion. You didn't push against ion. You knew of bigger things, but you had no perfect thing to engage. So you wanted the perfect thing, and you didn't push against any of those things. And those things is what allowed ion to be.
That's right. And JW allowed it to occupy him.
Oh, hell, he don't know nothing.
He don't know nothing.
Okay.
Leave him out of it.
You're
he
just playing him down.
He's just glad to be here. Let him do what he can
right.
do. Hang out. If you keep him alive one more week, it'll be a good day. So let's see how it goes.
Okay, so the chromosomes that David Martin was talking about, the chromosomes are important. He doesn't get the right image of what they're doing, but
no.
Could you give a little statement on how the chromosomes are more important than the RNA and DNA?
Of course
not.
Without activated chromosomes, you don't need any RNA or DNA because there's no new information at the cellular level can be embraced. Because from a chromosomal activation, those don't matter. They don't apply. You can't take a piece of slime and turn it into a bullfrog, to turn it into an ape, to turn it into a jackal that can bring something out of the jackal's ass that resembles you. Okay? So you have to have some constituent that allows you to have something to work with. You got to have some anthropomorphic soup to work with, and that's what he misses in the conversation. Without the chromosomal application, there is no zygote that can morph into the human strata, not let alone a Nephilim or a Seraphim. So
The chromosomes are the soup?
Can be, yes.
Like you made a very complex statement. So it's like you said the chromosomes can do all that they do without the RNA and DNA. Did you say that?
No. Without RNA, the RNA DNA would be nothing without the chromosome. And we're saying the chromosomes are what's important about this, the conversation. With chromosome, otherwise you just end up with slime to bullfrogs without the chromosomes. You can't get there.
The chromosomes require RNA and DNA. They're all important. The two sides are important. Can't have one without the other. So David Martin's wrong to say get rid of the DNA and RNA. It's a bunch of string. Throw that on the floor. Chromosomes are important. That's not accurate. The chromosomes are important, but so is the frame of RNA DNA.
That's what sets the decadence, that the RNA can give new information to the DNA. See, because you're talking about cellular levels, but you're talking about human strata. So from a DNA, RNA, then you come into a condition of a genome, and that's where the chromosomal application applies. It's why some men have, that's why some chicks have dicks.
Great. And you're
basically
quoting my tiny note chart with the word decadence.
Yes. Of course.
Wow.
We do that.
There's the accuracy.
We like it. If you finish that goddamn chart, we'd like it even better. But you've been a little busy lately. We understand.
No. Okay. I have started a little bit with Alyssa. We put, I think we put Brent in there. We did the hexadic level. The sixth level, because the chart is five levels.
You don't have the Waylon Jennings. You don't have the Waylon Jennings.
No, no, I know. I'm going to add that to what she's already put in. What she started, I'm going to add my stuff. She started it. Would you agree? She did.
Okay.
She started it. And I'll fill it out.
We'll bring Mae Brussell back to finish it then, if that's what, because Mae Brussell knew then before you killed her. You're going to kill Alyssa too?
What does Beater think of what we're doing? We had a nice talk.
Beater thinks you're the best thing since sliced bread, and he can't believe that bitch Queen of England is still around running shit. He can't believe it. It's unbelievable that she's still sitting on the throne, cramming it down his throat hole of how she indeed is more superior than he.
That's right. They had that little contretemps.
Little trunk, little tete-a-tete. Okay, thank you very much.